Why did you save me if it wasn't to keep me alive and find out if I was really the man? For the same reasons I told you. Because I hate the hunt, and I wanted to help you live. She shook her head, almost apologetically. Sorry, Tanner. Much as I'd love to help you with your particular paranoid construct, it doesn't go any deeper than that. I'm who I said I was, and I acted for the reasons I said. And I'd be grateful if you restricted discussion of the Sabs to an absolute minimum, even in Pransky's esteemed company. But you just told me. Him. You know who Rivage is. I do, now. But I didn't then. Shall we continue? Maybe you ought to hear my side of things.
I can't wait.
Zebra inhaled, looking interestedly around the doe-like acreage of the ceiling before her gaze snapped back to me. I had a feeling what she was about to say was not unrehearsed. I rescued you from Waverly's hunt clique, Zebra said. Don't fool yourself into imagining that you might have made it out alive yourself, Tanner. You're good. That's obvious. But no one's that good. Maybe you just don't know me well enough. I'm not sure I want to. May I continue?
I'm all ears.
You stole things from me. Not just clothes and money, but a weapon you shouldn't have known how to use. I won't even mention the cable car. You could have stayed where you were until the implant stopped transmitting, but for some reason you thought you'd be safer on your own.
I shrugged. I'm still alive, aren't I?
For the moment, Zebra conceded. But Waverly isn't, and he was one of the few allies we had at the core of the movement. I know you killed him, Tanner. The trail you left was so hot you might as well have sprinkled plutonium wherever you went. She strolled around the room, the stiletto heels of her boots clicking against the floor like a pair of matched metronomes. That was unfortunate, you know. Waverly just got in the way. It's not like the sadistic bastard was on my Christmas list. Why didn't you wait?
I had other business to attend to.
Rivage, right? I expect you're dying to know where I got that name from, and how I know what it means to you.
I think you were in the process of telling me.
After you ditched my car, Zebra said, you showed up in Grand Central Station. It's where you called me from.
Go on.
I was curious, Tanner. By then I already knew Waverly was dead. And that didn't make sense. You should have been the dead man, even with the gun you stole from me. So I began to wonder just who it was I'd been sheltering. I had to find out. She stopped pacing. The clicking of her heels abated. It wasn't difficult. You were inordinately interested in finding out where the night's game was going to happen. So I told you. If you were there, I thought I'd be there myself. I thought back to what seemed like hundreds of hours earlier. But was in fact only the evening of the long night in which I was still immersed. You were there when I caught Chantrell. It wasn't what I was expecting.
Of course not. How could it have been? I said.
Then what about Rivage? How does he come into it? Via a mutual acquaintance of ours by the name of Dominica. Zebra smiled, knowing she had surprised me with that. You went to Dominica? It made sense. I had Pransky tail you to Escher Heights while I went to the bazaar and talked to the old woman. I knew you'd had the device removed, you see. And since you'd been at the bazaar earlier in the day, Dominica was bound to know who'd done the operation if it wasn't her. Which of course it was, which simplified matters enormously.
Is there anyone in Chasm City she hasn't deceived?
Possibly, somewhere, but only as an extreme theoretical possibility. Actually, Dominica is a rather pure expression of our city's driving paradigm, which is that there is nothing and no one who can't be bought, given the right price.
What did she tell you?
Only that you are a very interesting man, Tanner, and that you had a particular interest.